protection from the prickly heels. And I assure you that the Lord is about to do something divine.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Economist defends informal sector, says it is unfair to label it tax averse. Government urged to prioritize local investments over foreign direct investment. And Sudan's River Nile state flooded as blue and white Nile waters rise. Good afternoon, with lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Economist Trevor Hambai says it is unfair to label the informal sector as one that avoids paying taxes, arguing that many small and medium enterprises, SMEs, are already burdened with multiple levies and fees. During his budget presentation last month, Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbe Komsokotwane, expressed his concern on the low tax compliance among players in the informal sector. But Mr. Hambai said that the operating environment for SMEs is significantly different from that of large corporations, making it harder for smaller businesses to meet additional tax obligations. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Hambai said that many players in the informal sector already contribute to the economy through various council levies and fees, despite facing challenges such as limited access to financing, high cost of doing business, and the impact of frequent load shedding. With the right business environment, the informal sector can contribute more effectively to tax revenue, but what is needed are policies that make it easier for SMEs to operate and grow, said Mr. Hambai. He further emphasized that the informal sector remains the largest employer in the country and should be supported with policies that foster growth, sustainability, and formalization rather than punitive measures.
The informal sector, which is not compliant, is we need to be able to give them incentives for them to become formal. Now, look at this. Foreign direct investors who invest in this country, the reason they come to this country is because we have dangled a carrot, incentives that we're giving them, tax rebate, we'll give you concessions, duty-free imports. Those are the benefits that we have given. The locals, you are asking them no incentive and just say, become compliant. Basically, is that you register for the purposes of having to give government money. This is what we must change.
The Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, has urged government to allocate at least half of road maintenance works to Zambian-owned firms. Speaking before the Parliamentary Committee on Transport, Works and Supply to discuss the 2026 national budget under Head 54 for Public Infrastructure today, EIZ President Wesley Kaluva said government should prioritize completing projects that are over 80% constructed, reserve 20% of the infrastructure budget for maintenance, and allocate at least half of road maintenance works to Zambian-owned firms. Mr. Kaluva expressed concern that many road projects continue to face challenges of poor quality, delayed completion, and inadequate maintenance. Quality, resilient, and inclusive infrastructure is the foundation for achieving the goals of the 8th National Development Plan, Vision 2030, and Sustainable Development Goals, said Mr. Kaluva in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. And Mr. Kaluva has called for a dedicated research and development fund to promote innovation and sustainable construction technologies. He said that through its investment arm, the institution Investment Holdings EIZIH PLC plans to submit an unsolicited express of interest for the construction of a public-private partnership PPP toll road that will effectively serve to decongest the Lusaka Central Business District CBD through a bypass around 19 miles on the T2 road to Kafue Town. Mr. Kaluwa said that EIZ has since obtained a go-ahead to submit a detailed proposal, including financial proposal of the said PPP road project. He added that through this proposal, AIZ hopes the virtues of local content in public infrastructure projects will become a practical and viable notion. Opposition Democratic Progressive Party DPP President Antonio Mwanza has urged government to shift its focus from favoring foreign direct investments, FDIs, to promoting local investments that directly benefit ordinary Zambians. Mr. Mwanza said that while FDI appears attractive due to the jobs they create, much of the economic benefit remains in the hands of foreign investors, with little impact on local communities. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mwanza said that government should prioritize empowering local investors by connecting them to financing opportunities and encouraging them to invest in key economic sectors. Local investment ensures that money circulates within the country, unlike foreign direct investments where profits are externalized, said Mr. Mwanza. Mr. Mwanza emphasized the need for government to create an enabling environment for local entrepreneurs and investors to thrive, saying this is the only way Zambians can fully own and control their economy.
But also we are going to make sure that gold, sodalite, lithium will be declared as strategic minerals. And these, under DPP, there will be no gold mining that will be done by a foreigner. No. Gold mining should be done by the Zambian people. If you go to Ujagonewali Zamanfuti, Kulizira Bafana, Minewana Ndokumba Gold, all that government needs to do is to go in there, sit down with those communities, create cooperatives, those young people mining licenses, but also take those young people and link them with the banks. Government must sit as a guarantor. Mwapa sama mining license wafana, then mwatenga ma banks. Mwaza the new banks, give them the money that they need.
Mining expert Edward Simukonda has urged individuals involved in illegal mining activities across the country to exercise caution and take steps to formalize their operations by obtaining the necessary licenses. Mr. Simukonda's comments follow a tragic incident that occurred on 5th October 2025 at the New Sin Gold Mine in Shiwangando District, where four illegal miners lost their lives after a pit wall collapsed on them. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Simukonda expressed concern over the continued rise in illegal mining, warning that such activities often disregard safety regulations, putting lives at risk. It is understandable that people need to make ends meet, but there is also need for miners to be responsible enough for their own lives, said Mr. Simukonda.
What I would urge these so-called illegal miners is that, they should be cautious, right? And then if it has got a free space, I think it would be best for them to have themselves registered with government, get a license, get themselves trained through the CCM, the programs the government has set up, because there's no way that government can keep an eye on each one of us, wherever we are, and monitor the activities we're doing. These people should also be responsible enough for their own lives.
In Africa News, devastating floods in Sudan's Nile State have killed more than 30 people and left thousands of others stranded. Authorities say flooding in the Blue and White Nile rivers has destroyed hundreds of homes and worsened the country's already dire humanitarian situation. Residents describe a night of terror as flood waters surged through homes and farmland. A lack of equipment and resources has frustrated local initiatives to mitigate the damage, while heavy rain continues to hinder movement and rescue efforts in some low-lying areas. Coming up shortly, Albanian judge shot dead in court by man on trial. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. A judge in Albania has been shot dead after a man opened fire during a trial at the Court of Appeal in the capital, Tirana. Judge Astrid Kalaja died on the road to hospital, officials said, while two others